Well, there is no more urgent priority for Congress than preserving emergency unemployment benefits for the long-term unemployed. No more urgent priority right now than that. Nothing is more urgent. Those benefits expired on Tuesday. This means that 2 million Americans will have their benefits cut off this month. In Iowa, more than 10,000 people will lose their benefits in December, and more than 30,000 by the end of April. This is unconscionable, especially during the Christmas season. Many of these people already have lost their jobs, their homes, their savings. Now they're going to lose their last lifeline, the measly or the roughly about $290 average that they would receive each week in unemployment benefits. This is a moral outrage, and I will not be coy about pointing the finger of responsibility where it belongs, at the Republican leadership in the Senate, which is using an archaic 19th century maneuver called the filibuster to strangle the continuation of unemployment benefits. I question, have they lost all sense of fairness and decency and justice? They're demanding, the Republican leadership in the Senate is demanding that we permanently extend tax breaks that would average over $100,000 a year for millionaires and billionaires. But they're blocking a temporary continuation of benefits for unemployed Americans. If the Republicans get their way, Wall Street money manipulators will get a huge tax break on their multi-million dollar Christmas bonuses. And 2 million unemployed families will go to the local soup line for their Christmas dinner. Talk about class warfare. Republicans say we can't afford to continue unemployment benefits and that our top priority must be cutting the deficit. But these same Republican senators are demanding that we add a whopping $700 billion to the deficit over the next decade in order to pay for those tax breaks for the wealthiest people in America. Again, I ask, where is the moral outrage? Well, I am outraged, and people I talk with in Iowa are outraged too. These warped priorities in Washington offend our most basic sense of right and wrong. I intend to do everything in my power to pass a reauthorization of unemployment benefits before we break for Christmas, even if that means we got to be here Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And in early January, I will attempt with others to reform the filibuster rule so it can't be used as a cynical weapon against the neediest people in our society.